City staff and scores of community members at Wednesday's open house showed an outpouring of support and gratitude towards Mayor Dana Williams, who said it was a bittersweet but a wonderful send-off. He joked that he isn't gone just yet and still has several good weeks to serve. As he pondered his next move, he said he'll still be involved in some capacity as the activist he was before taking office 12 years ago.
There's certainly things about town that I'll always stay involved in, you know, and I don't know what that means yet or anything else, but over the next couple of months, I'll figure it out.
After serving three terms, Mayor Williams will be replaced in early January by Mayor-elect Jack Thomas. City Manager Diane Foster said Thomas's inauguration, along with the swearing-in of new City Councilmember Tim Henney, will be held sometime the second week of January. Typically, it would fall during a City Council meeting, but the agenda for the January 9th meeting is long, and there's a lot of business for the Council to attend to.
It would be January 6th, I believe, would be the earliest. So the mayor technically serves up until that point. Technically, they can't actually serve, and we can't have a meeting until the first regularly scheduled meeting after the first Monday in January. So that's January 9th, and that's by state law. So the swearing in, it'll either be on the 9th, but we're possibly looking at having it on the 6th.
As Mayor Williams prepares to leave office, several items he hoped to finish during his tenure will not be completed. One of those is the finalization of the general plan, now rescheduled for early March. The other is the completion of the deal with the Sweeney family and developers of the Treasure Hill project. A negotiations team that included Mayor Williams has been working to relocate some of the density of the project. Foster declined to comment on how those negotiations were proceeding or even if an agreement was close.
I can't really comment on that at this time.
Why is that?
We're not in a position to comment on it. And as soon as the parties do have something to announce, the Sweeneys and City and other parties will get together and make an announcement.
Yeah. I think the mayor was part of the negotiations, no?
The mayor and council member Liza Simpson have both been involved. And as we move into the new year, we'll have continuity with Liza Simpson still on council.
All right. So is there a plan then to put the mayor-elect onto the negotiation team?
Or? I don't know anything about that yet.
Williams said he doesn't have regrets about those items not being finalized. He said they've worked hard on the Treasure project, but it's out of the city's hands at the moment.
I can't worry about it. And, you know, I think we've all tried really hard to come up with some alternatives, and I think they'll happen. And when the alternatives happening is not on the city's shoulders. It's on the developer's shoulders and whoever he can find in terms of a place to relocate some density. So we're not part of that negotiation.
He said if half of the density of Treasure Hill is moved elsewhere, it could further discussion about the remaining half.
As long as it's moving forward and it's positive, that's a good thing. And I want the idea that half the density gets moved away maybe means someday we can negotiate the rest. But, and it makes it more realistic to negotiate the rest away, which I still I've got nothing to lose now. I would not mind if that project went away altogether.
That's Park City Mayor Dana Williams at his send-off party Wednesday at the PC Mark. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.